Police in Indonesia are investigating a worrying surge in attacks or attempted attacks on churches and police stations in central Java over the past week. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more.
Since November 30th, police have found and defused bombs at three churches and three police stations in central Java, while one church has been firebombed and another shot at. The Archbishop of Semarang has called the entire Catholic community to remain calm after the explosion of two bombs in the Church of Christ the King on December 7th. The explosives were placed in two milk cans along with nails and small stones. On the same day, two other letter bombs were found in nearby Surakarta, the first in a yard and the second near the police station.
Maybe it is a preparation for Christmas. Later, during the Christmas Mass and the Christmas festivity, we always invite police to keep guard on our churches.
Jesuit Father Ignatius Ismartono is the coordinator for the Crisis and Reconciliation Service of the Bishops' Conference of Indonesia. He says that ever since the coordinated Christmas Eve bombings in 2000, in which 18 people were killed, the church has had to pay police to keep guard during the Christmas celebrations.
Every year, we have to collect some more money to pay to the police. But the church in the small cities are guarded by the Muslim youth, not by the police. And it is without any payment. It is a kind of solidarity and friendship. But usually in the city, in the big city, we have to put in the budget planning that we have to add for security.
Investigations into these latest attacks are still underway, and the National Police's counterterrorism squad is on high alert. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.